Unstuff your life. Kick the clutter habit and completely organise your life for good. Author, Andrew J. Mellon. We are what we repeatedly do. Getting organised is not about doing more, it's about doing less. You are not your stuff. You can hardly move without tripping over stuff, and since stuff is probably not going away, we need to get with the right stuff, because otherwise stuff will not be right with us. If we want to unstuff our life, we need to know what needs unstuffing. Many people cannot distinguish themselves and the objects that surround them. The stereo system, the television, the dishes, the clothes, the car. They may know that they are not literally for amplifying sound, but somewhere, in some subtle or not so subtle way, the lines get blurred. And suddenly we find we're defining ourselves in part by what we own. The solution for this is not the elimination of what we own. Neither is a suggestion to get rid of everything you've worked very hard to accumulate. Keys. Specifically, it's very important about placing the keys. The keys home should be someplace visible, someplace you can easily get to, someplace just inside the door. That way, the keys will always be the last thing you pick up on your way out, and therefore also the first things to find their way home when you enter your house. Bags, purses and wallets. If you convert one of those kinds of bags into an all-purpose bag for a particular kind of bag for a particular outing, remember to empty it all out of extra items when you get home. Likewise, if you carry different purses for different occasions, you want to completely empty your purse when you swap bags. The point is, if you have a standard set of things that leave your house with you the most of the days, keep them all together so you can easily load back up before heading out for the day. Ditto for your address book or business cards. So keep business cards all together, somewhere that is visible and discreet and that makes sense to you. Some place where we will always know to look for these items. Make some sort of identifying notes on the back of the card to remind you of who, where, and why you now have this card in your possession. Cell phones. You should find one home for your phone that can easily access and remember as you do for the keys. This should be ideally near a source of power so you can charge your phone in its home. While you may use your cell phone frequently when at home, it's still a good idea to return the phone to its home whenever you're done with your calls. Mail. Examples of useful mail. Bills. Open the envelope now. Discard it and toss any junk that comes in beside the bill, like gifts or offers. If your bill has multiple pages, staple those pages together in the upper left-hand corner. Invitations and events. Save the invitations and directions and RSVP cards and envelope and toss any tissue paper. Do not stick back the invitation in the envelope it came in. Rather, toss it in the trash. If you need the return address for your address book, tear the flap off and put it in the basket of contacts, the container where you would deposit business cards, return addresses, and other contact information to update your contact list or address book. The invitations and events basket is also where we keep the reminder cards from the dentist, the doctor, and so on. Action items. Action items will not be resolved without your active participation. If you miss a wedding, there's no problem, but your child will not board the school bus until you've signed the permission slip and returned it to his teacher. Magazines and periodicals. Perhaps a basket or magazine rack near your coats or purse would be the place to keep the magazines, so you will see them and remember to grab one on your way to the door. Email organising. These three steps should guide your email process. Read it, reply to it, file it or trash it. A glimpse on the kitchen. Reloading the storage. Concentrate items near where they will be used. Store heavier objects down low where getting them out will be easier. Group all spices together, snacks together, juices together, breakfast cereals together, pastas together, and so on. Office, home office, and paperwork. Use coloured folders for specific categories. You should have all files related to a colour. Or you could use randomly coloured folders simply because you'd rather look at the coloured file folders instead of manila ones. Start with the file cabinets or desk drawers. Each category will be assigned its own drawer. Then subcategories will each have their own folder within the drawer. Finally, the documents within each folder are there because they belong in that particular subcategory. You will label your drawers, then create a series of folders that are so clearly labelled, and you'll put the corresponding documents into those folders in chronological order, with the oldest documents in the back and the most recent documents in the front of each folder. Organising your computer. Imagine your documents folder as your virtual file cabinet. So, you can create master folders that define the first or broadest level of category. Then, within these folders, you'll create more specific folders to further define the contents of each folder. File names. Long file names require larger windows to see the full title. To avoid guessing or misidentifying files, keep their names comfortably snug. Office supplies. In a home office, all raw or bulk supplies live together, ideally in a container or two. Clothes, closets. Clothes that don't fit, including shoes, even expensive ones, go away. If they're in great shape and worth some cash, take them to a local charity. Drawers. The most important result of organising your drawers is that you should be able to see the entire contents of each drawer easily as soon as you open it. It may help to label each drawer with a post-it or some other signage until you can remember the contents of each drawer. Shoes. The proper place for storing your shoes is on the floor and down low in your closet. Keep the pairs mated and arrange them in a similar fashion to your hanging clothes. How to label something properly. Label items large and clear enough that you can see and read them from a distance. Label both sides and either the front or the back of the container so you don't have to face it a certain direction when you put it back in place. Be specific with your labels. Don't just label something New Year decorations, especially if you have a multiple of boxes for this. Rather label them New Year wreaths, New Year lights. Gifts. Get rid of unwanted gifts as soon as possible. Any object that upon sight causes you pain, grief, regret, embarrassment, disappointment, or any form of debilitating sorrow has no place in your life. Photos and technology. When transferring photos from your camera to your computer, direct them to specific folders immediately. Do not dump all randomly into a folder labelled My Pictures or Photos, thinking you'll get back to this later to clean it up and organise. Create subfolders that accurately describe the photos you're about to deposit in them. Moreover, you can use tags when it comes to finding specific people in your photos as well. You'll be able to search and find every picture of a particular person instantly. The value of stuff. Stuff's only value is the value you derive from its use because, with the aforementioned exception, most stuff is an illiquid asset. Unless you're a dealer of stuff or have other outlet for reselling some valuable thing for more than you paid for it, its worth is actually unquantifiable.